You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Gabriel Ramon, the Argentine pioneer of popular music. He was a singer and songwriter with many, many popular hits. He just passed away at 77. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Amargura, recuerdas mi cariño y sé que te ha pesado tu infame proceder. Sé que tú has llorado a solas como un niño y a veces has pensado a mi lado volver. Hoy quieres ya tu orgullo volver a suplicarme. Te arrastras por lo bajo tu orgullo y altivez. Todo eso ya es inútil, no puedes convencerme. No quiero que de nuevo me engañes otra vez. Las cosas que me hiciste me sirven de experiencia y lo que ayer hiciste lo volverás a hacer. Con la verdad te digo, me asombra tu presencia, tienes el alma negra, no creo en tu querer. Con la verdad te digo, me asombra tu presencia, tienes el alma negra, no creo en tu querer. Más el tiempo pensando en que de nuevo te vuelva yo a querer. Que de rodillas hice ante Dios un juramento de no creer más nunca en ninguna mujer. Las cosas que me hiciste me sirven de experiencia y lo que ayer hiciste lo volverás a hacer. Con la verdad te digo, me asombra tu presencia, tienes el alma negra, no creo en tu querer. Con la verdad te digo, me asombra tu presencia, tienes el alma negra, no creo en tu querer.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are on to the radio obituary for Sonny Simmons, the American jazz musician. He took up alto sax at age 16. That became his primary instrument. He went on to play primarily in an avant-garde style, often delving into free jazz. Sonny Simmons just passed away at 87. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
were still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Bunny Matthews, the American cartoonist and writer from New Orleans. He's best known for his depictions of New Orleans characters and local dialect, with a cartooning style that's been called post-psychedelic Baroque. He was also a music journalist, interviewing countless celebrities, including James Brown, Brenda Lee, Bob Marley, Lee Scratch Perry, Professor Longhair, Ernie Cato, Jonathan Richman, Susie Quattro, and so many others. He did liner notes for lots of albums, including records by Smiley Lewis, The Meters, Earl King, and James Booker. He designed album covers as well. Bunny Matthews just passed away at 70. We're going to focus on a couple things that he did the album covers for as we begin the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Motherland, our children, yeah, now take me on.
The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Zoran Simjanovic, the Serbian and Yugoslav musician, composer, and music educator. He started his career in 1961 as a keyboardist for a rock band. In 1962, he moved to the band Ellipse, which achieved nationwide popularity. After they disbanded in 1968, he dedicated himself to composing, writing songs for popular Yugoslav singers, composing scores for cinema, television, and theater. He wrote music for 65 feature films, winning numerous awards for his scores. Zoran Simjanovic just passed away at 74. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Still in tune with your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Gavin McLeod, the American actor best known for portraying Meryl Streep, the ship's captain, on ABC's The Love Boat. He made his television debut in 1957 on The Walter Winchell File at the age of 26. He went on to appear in many, many television shows and movies, including the pilot episode of Peter Gunn on NBC in 1958. Then he showed up in Operation Petticoat with Cary Grant and Tony Curtis, The Party with Peter Sellers, and so many other things. Gavin McLeod just passed away at 90. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, we want to thank Scott Friedlander. You remember him as an early guest on Bubbles in the Think Tank back in the WAIF days. He was kind enough to help us track down this first cut from Gavin McLeod right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
To use or not to use the F word. The year was 1960. The place was called the LeGrand Theater. The play was called The Connection. Every night, the police were stationed at the entrance. If the F word was uttered, they would close us down. Remember, it was 1960. They all paid their money to see the neo-realistic play with music about junkies waiting for their fix. Jack Gelber's The Connection. One of the major attractions was the jazz great Dexter Gordon. And Dexter's group was Roosevelt Wardell on piano, George Morrow on bass, and the Nod. And Lawrence Marable, a fabulous drummer. Dexter composed an original score, and believe me, it was incredible. For instance, when the character I played was called Leech, decided to shoot up, and because of his personal greed, overdosed. Dexter played I Want More. There you go. Sister Salvation was a throbbing spiritual type tune in honor of the Salvation Army sister played by the haunting Laura McCann. And Robert Blake, oh, Robert Blake, my co-star and a truly gifted actor, played Ernie. Dexter composed Ernie's tune to go under, to go over, during a half-hour brilliant monologue delivered by Robert. The Connection Company of Actors was exceptional. All accomplished, all breathing life into their characters. The solid Jan Peters, the sensual Harry Rhodes, the unpredictable Morris Herbie, and Richard Sakel and Alan Emerson and Robert Getz, Stan Getz's younger brother, and Bob O'Neill, all under the direction of the inspired Ryan G. Hutton. The producers of The Connection were Chris Segura, who was a great gal, and Al Ruddy, who, interestingly enough, was selling shoes on Pico Boulevard just before we opened. And, well, look, we all have to start someplace. So years later, Al was awarded the Best Picture of the Year Oscar for producing The Godfather. And Brian Hutton went on to direct some of the most popular films ever made. To some, The Connection was a sideshow, a freak show with music. But to me, it was a creative experience, the likes of which I have never had since. I was interpreting a script by a talented writer, under the guidance of a compassionate, inspiring director. I was being the most fulfilled I could be on a stage full of dedicated actors and extraordinary musicians. As I said, we were all junkies waiting for the connection to bring us our fix. That was 1960. It's 1989 now, almost 30 years later. And I just can't help but think how many junkies in L.A. are sitting around a room waiting for their connection right now. Of all the performers in our show, it's kind of ironic that the only one to receive an Oscar nomination in all these years was Dexter Gordon as Best Actor for his performance in Around Midnight. I even voted for him. And for your information, the Le Grand Theater is no longer with us. It's now a Today parking structure. Parking structures have replaced theaters all over our country. And you know, I think this is a good place for the F word. My name is Gavin McLeod.
This is titled Maps to the Memory of Susan Hayward. Yeah.
ultimate radio obituary is for Isla Ekinger, the Dutch jazz great. He played cello, trombone, went on to achieve fame as a double bassist, which he taught himself. He was involved in projects with a wide variety of jazz musicians, from Mal Waldron, Philly Joe Jones, to Slide Hampton, Benny Bailey, and Dexter Gordon, among others. He just passed away at 81. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Isla Ekinger right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Phil Collison, good friend of Bubbles in the Think Tank, oft times listener. You'd see him over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, but he was also one of NRBQ's original road crew members. He did their stage monitors, moved and tuned pianos, repaired guitars and clavinets, and drove the truck for more than 20 years. Phil Collison just passed away at 73. I'm so glad we finally got to meet him. Many of us from Bubbles in the Think Tank, we got to meet him at a Klang thing in Connecticut a few years ago. Such a sweetheart. We were always glad to have him in the group, listening on the air. We're going to miss him a lot. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Phil Collison, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Let me tell you this. On the way over here today, we stopped by the zoo. It's not what it's all cracked up to be over there. They're not content sitting in there. You know what they want? They're asking about you. Down at the zoo, they're asking for you.
Thank you.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Phil Collison, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. We'd like for you to hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, because that's where we're going to find each other when we're not on the radio. Then be back here next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern for more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Oh, let's take a quick peek at the stats, because that's the kind of girl I am. So, as of tonight, at the end of this program, we are now at 314 radio obituaries done in this radio obituary year, 385 declined, still 146 in the backlog. We're going to have to figure out some alternate strategies to make it through the rest of this year. But we always manage. Settle down. So like I said, final tune in the Phil Collison radio obituary, Automatron, then back here next week on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, Tuesday. I've got that peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart, I've got that peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart, Tuesday. Got that joy, 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 joy.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
have a session going here.
I'm rocking Bobby Tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
You never know what the signal's gonna hit.